Well, this is the time of year when you spend a lot more time outdoors. I mean, not to say that having dramatic lighting around the house, you know, in the winter months is a wonderful thing. Of course it is, push back the dark and all that. But this is the time of year when you really want to kind of stage your house, so to speak, make it more dramatic, get more use in the outdoors. And the one place you can go, certainly, is our good friends at Connecticut Lighting Centers. David Director is here. Hey, David, how are you?
How are you, Ray?
I'm good, thank you very much. So it does. I mean, it there is a huge difference when you light the outside of your house. Just some basic ideas that, you know, you're doing for people.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the adage that, you know, why not take outside, take your inside and bring it outside. And by lighting your outside space, you do a whole bunch of things. And, you know, you make your property look that much better. You expand your property. You make it safer. And now what's really cool because of LED, now you can do it, and it's not like before where you had those, you know, you had to have a 300-watt flood or a 500-watt flood, and that little dial was running. Now I can take candle bulbs as an example. We can replace your 40- and 60-watt candle bulbs with 5-watt LEDs. So now instead of having 180 watts burning at that door with three candle bulbs, now we've got 15 watts, and now you don't have to change them.
And the lumens are identical.
Lumens are as a matter of fact, you know, perceivable light is really how we look at it. And in perceivable light, you would look at a 5-watt candle and you'd compare right with a 60-watt.
Is that right?
It's pretty amazing.
How about, you know, the other thing, and there's a guy down the street from me who has done this, and I think one time we did it in Bushnell Park, as a matter of fact, when we were doing the lighting ceremony down there in Bushnell Park, and we had those moonlights where you basically have them up in the tree and they shine down. That's really a nice effect.
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole idea behind outdoor lighting is not, you know, in a walkway, we can either make it so that it's innocuous, you know, that it's just the light, or we can, there's some really, really nice pieces. I think it's the effect that we're looking for. We're looking for you to go, wow, that's really cool. And there are places where you want to see it, and there are other places where you don't want to see it.
Right, right.
And that's where someone who understands lighting can help you create what you imagine.
You know, and the other thing, David, and I'm thinking about this, is I imagine at least once or twice a year, if you have floodlights lighting the driveway or whatever, you know, coming off the garage or whatever, you know, at least once a year, probably more, you're up on a ladder replacing those bulbs. With LEDs, that kind of goes away for, makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, in those floods, there's a whole bunch of changes that are happening. You have to be really careful what you buy. You have to make sure that LED that you're buying is outdoor rated.
Oh, okay.
And that most of them are not. What we carry are UL for outdoor wet locations. And that's a real big deal because they will last. They won't crack. They won't, you know, you won't have problems with them. The other thing is that, you know, a lot of people have motion sensors and how an LED reacts with a motion sensor. Well, the ones that we have been tested and are capable of using with motion sensors. Just need to be careful because a lot of them are not. They will mess up the sensor.
So in other words, we need to talk to you is what we need to do.
You need to talk to somebody who exactly understands LED. It's got, you know, it's very cool, but it's a little more complicated now, and you need to get the right answers.
Well, I got to tell you, and folks, you know this probably by now, but, you know, Connecticut Lighting Centers have been into this, and Restoration Lighting, for that matter, have been into this for, David, I think it's been 10, 12 years since you first started talking about them, maybe more than that. So the technology is definitely improving, and your knowledge has grown as well.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's changing at light speed, but every week it's amazing, and especially in outdoor because that's where tremendous savings can be seen. You know, you see now parking lots and roadways, and if you think about what you spend in your outdoor lights, relative to, you know, 300 watt floods, 500 watt floods, those can all go away now. We have replacements for those.
Yeah, and in fact, the building here, and I think I've mentioned this before, maybe not to you, but they went to LEDs maybe a year ago, year and a half ago. And I'm talking to the folks who are running and own the building, and they're saying, hey, we're saving money. I mean, we're using a lot less than we used to. I think they had sodium vapor at one time, went over to the LEDs. It's a great light, and it's saving money.
Yeah, and it's like you said, it's an appreciable difference. It's not like it's just a little bit. It's a lot. I think that's really cool, and I think now we're starting to see some of the manufacturers. We just have one of our manufacturers who just came out with product that, you know, for years, because of where we are, if you're on the shoreline, you're replacing your lights every couple years.
Yeah.
And Quoizel just came out with something. It's called Coastal Armor, and it's a synthetic product that's made. It's beautiful, and it's made for the shoreline. It's made for harsh environments.
So you get, you don't get the corrosion that you would normally get.
You got it. It's got a 5-year warranty on the finish. And I can tell you down there, you know, we recommend solid brass. And, you know, even with solid brass, in a year or two, you're going to see that change. There's no way to stop that. But with this, you should see no change at all.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, David, you know, another thing that we can kind of talk about, because this is one of the things that you do, you can come in, you have your own ideas, you know, you being the customer. But the fact of the matter is sometimes you might want to say, you know, can you spruce up my house a little bit and, you know, make it a little more dramatic? And you guys have ideas that can do that.
Yeah, and I think that's the fun part of it, is that, you know, we like to sit down with you, and, you know, if we need to, we can come to your space, or we can do it here, bring in a little, you know, you can draw something out. But
cool.
Let us use what we know and use us to have fun with it.
Yeah, so in other words, I could take a photo of the front of the house or the back of the house, whatever area I want to light, bring it in, and you guys can kind of work your magic.
Exactly.
I like that. That's a good idea. So it's beyond just selling, you know, the hardware and all that. It's also about the ideas that you can get at Connecticut Lighting Center. And believe me, if you walk into the place, or restoration for that matter, you know, the thing is, it's wall-to-wall ideas.
There's just more and more, and it's changing, and it can be really fun. We can make it fun. A lot of people come in, they're like, oh, this is going to be brutal. And then they'll go, wow, that wasn't tough at all.
Hey, David,
made it fun.
David, can you guys do installation as well?
No, we don't.
You do not. So I'd have to get an electrician to put in the plan or whatever. I could do it myself.
The professionals do their job.
Yeah, they tell me you're foolish if you do your own anyway. So, you know.
A lot of people don't like messing with electricity, and I don't blame them.
No, I don't either. Well, you know, but there you are. You do mess with lights, and that's the great thing.
Exactly.
Hey, David, if people want to get in touch with you, of course, there are two locations over on Brainerd Road and the one in Southington. Website, you want to hit that real quick?
Sure. It's ctlighting.com or myrlg.com for Restoration Lighting Gallery.
David, it's always great. Hey, thank you. And I've had experience with these guys doing outdoor lighting, and believe me, they know what they're doing. David, it's always great to talk to you, and I hope you we'll talk in a month or so, right?
Great.
Thanks David.
Greg.
Bye-bye. Say hi to Todd. Take care.
Bye-bye.